Hey, I'm Kalem, K-A-L-E-M, Barsarian, B-A-R-S-E-R-I-A-N. I'm the CEO and general manager of the Raisin Bargaining Association, also a table grape and raisin grower.
So USDA just put out a report last week that showed the final price for last year's raisin crop, and it is the lowest that it's been in a decade or two. From what I understand is basically our packers here in California are sitting on a lot of crop. Exports weren't really moving, and so you ended up seeing a really low price last year. Is that correct?
To some degree. At the time that the price was being negotiated for that 2016 crop, I was the general manager at Lion Raisins, the largest raisin growers in the world and also the largest industrial processor in the world. And we had made an offer to the Raisin Bargaining Association of $1,400 a ton, which was $200 or 10 cents a pound cheaper than the 2015. And at the time, the RBA board rejected that price. And that was April of 2016. And they were trying to hold the price at $1,600 or 80 cents. And with the world supply being about 100,000 tons higher than it needed to be, and with us carrying most of that excess, packers were reluctant to accept any price after it started to slack. I thought we had a chance to bottom it out at 1,400 in April of 16, but it got worse and worse. And so by November of 2016, there was a conciliation held under the auspices of the state of California under the Bargaining Act of the state of California. And we spent 10 days trying to hash it out, and nothing was resolved. And the price just kept sliding till I came in here as a CEO in January of 2017 and finally bottomed them out at 1,100. But I knew at the time, with the amount of acreage that was being removed, it was just going to be a one-year blip. What we didn't realize was how short the bunch count and how short the raisin grape crop was going to be for the 2017 year crop, aided by a couple of rains and a bunch of heat waves that really made it short. So
yeah. So basically, 2014, 2015 had good prices. Those packers were sitting on a lot of crop that they had bought at higher prices, and they were reluctant to you know, get rid of it at that point.
Good.
Because the market was falling. And then from what I also understand is that a bunch of Turkish raisins got out on the market too because of some EU rules that changed.
No, not true.
Okay. So
I monitor every pound of raisins that comes into the United States. And matter of fact, Turkey, at best of roughly an average of 25,000 tons, or 14% of our dried fruit consumption, comes offshore. It doesn't come from Turkey. Most of that's coming in from Argentina, Chile, and South Africa, because they have a like product to ours, which is sun-dried, where Turkey dips theirs in potash and olive oil and has a more of an amber-looking color, and our consumers here don't like it for whatever reason, so we don't see much imports in from Turkey.
I gotcha. So, but with that hitting the market overseas, did that keep our shipments from getting out?
Well, what happened is we were still producing about 325 to 335,000 tons against a market that was only taking 300,000. And because the world supply in all countries was higher than what was needed, the third world countries could make money, I guess, selling at, call 60 cents a pound, where our growers' break-even is at 70 cents a pound.
I see.
Adding the cost of processing, which is 30 cents a pound to process it. So if you buy a raisin at 90 cents, like this year, you have to add 35 cents on this year to break even, which is $1.25 FOB plant, in order to stay in business. So if the supply is too big and, you know, worldwide, and there's not enough markets for California, we're the last man out, the packers are going to resist negotiating with the grower union.
Got it. So last year's price was low. As you already mentioned, this year has bounced back. And I think that kind of proves what both you and I talked about and Jeff talked about too over Allied Grape Growers was that this number, this is the story here, is that last year's low number was an anomaly probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that happens if you look at the history of the raisin industry back to 1949, every 16 years, and don't ask me why, Taylor, the prices collapsed. Okay, it collapsed in 2016, it collapsed in 2000, it collapsed in 1983, 84, and just so on and so forth. Well, don't ask me why, but it's an anomaly. You talk about anomaly, 16 years seems to be that time that it collapses. I'm 80 years old, so I probably won't be around for the next one.
That is weird. That's weird. It's every 16 years. But hey, at least it bounced back.